Good morning, a Monday morning, and we are with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, quite a morning after last week. You made us aware that you're going to be moving on to another position. No, not in journalism or politics. And, you know, many, many tweets and people, including myself, saying, no, you can't go. You institutional memory covering the Capitol. I want to say, though, from all of us, congratulations. And to let our listeners know, you'll still be with us for the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And it's been great. Not many people can say they got to do what they dreamed of doing for 30 plus years. So it's kind of bittersweet. I'm looking forward to my next opportunity, but I'm really, really going to miss journalism. It's really been my life for 3 decades now. I'm covering the Capitol for 25 years. But, I'm happy I got to do what I set out to do. And now I look forward to the next challenge.
Yeah, we just, as we talked before, have to get through the anger phase of grief right now, so I might be a little angry at you for a couple of weeks.
I won't take it personally.
All right, great. Well, let's start about with the big news today. Big vote coming in on the Child Victims Act today in Albany, and this is something that's been moving around the legislature, stalled for many, many years. Give us an update on what can we expect.
Yeah, it's really been stalled in the legislature for 16 years. For a while there, neither house would pass it, and then the last 2 years, the Assembly has passed it. You know, the Senate Republicans, when they were in charge, really had blocked it the last couple of years and throughout the years with the support of the Catholic Church. The Democrats ran saying that they would prioritize it if they win, and they did win. They got the majority, and now it's going to pass after 16 years of fight. And basically what it'll do is it'll give victims of child sex abuse more time to bring civil cases and criminal cases. So they'll have up to the 55th birthday to bring a civil lawsuit, which is right now it's the 23rd birthday, so that's significant. And they'll have till their 28th birthday to bring a felony criminal complaint and their 25th birthday to bring a misdemeanor, and that's also up from about 5 years for each.
And as you point out, and we've talked about the issue of the Catholic Church in all of this, they're not happy, and they're specifically not happy with the governor.
No, they are not happy with the governor. They did indeed, at the last minute, drop their opposition to the Child Victims Act because they wanted public institutions to be treated the same under the new law, and it will be. So while they're not supporting the law, they're not opposing it either, which will allow Republicans off the hook to vote for it. But they're not happy with the governor over the abortion law that was passed last week. And they feel that not only did they expand and strengthen abortion rights against church canon, but the governor actually celebrated it, not just at the bill signing, but he had certain buildings in New York City turn pink for the occasion. So you have some bishops in Albany, in New York, and across the state, across the country, calling for the governor's excommunication from the Catholic Church. Cardinal Dolan down in New York City, the Archbishop of New York, probably won't do that. He believes more in face-to-face discussions, his spokesman said. But nonetheless, there's a lot of outrage among devout Catholics at this bill, the Reproductive Health Act, that expands and strengthens abortion laws.
We're also hearing about a gun control package. New York, of course, one of the, if not the toughest state in terms of gun control. And this part of that includes this classroom gun ban.
Right. New York Safe Act back in 2013, in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut, they haven't really passed a significant piece of gun control legislation since because of the Republicans had blocked it in the Senate. But again, with the Democrats there now, there's a lot of stuff moving that had been stalled. One of them is a ban for teachers carrying guns in the classroom. You know, President Trump and the NRA, in the wake of the Parkland school shooting in Florida, said, oh, teachers and school staff should be allowed to carry guns. This bill would prohibit it. They say teachers should be able to teach and not focus on getting into gunfights.
And then we have this issue of physician-assisted suicide and a bill to legalize that, advocates in the Capitol today.
Right. The church has really had a bad first few weeks of the legislative session. Not only is the Child Victims Act about to pass, but the abortion bill passed, and also a bill they long opposed to give transgender New Yorkers rights under the state anti-discrimination laws. So Now their focus is going to be on physician-assisted suicide. The church is opposing it. But the advocates are basically saying, bring it on. You know, they're saying that the church has been, they argue the church has been on the wrong side of all the issues I just mentioned, and they've lost, and we're confident that if we can make our case, it could pass. But, you know, it may still be too soon this year for this bill to pass. It's controversial. But certainly with the Democrats in charge, they feel there's a better chance of moving it, especially through the Senate, than had the Republicans still had the majority.
Ken, love it. Still with us as the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News for the next couple of weeks. You can read him at nydailynews.com. And Ken, thanks.
As Monty Python says, I'm not dead yet. Be well.
The reports of your death have been greatly exaggerated.